As the city slowly reopens, Le Petit Theatre remains shuttered by the pandemic, but it is taking its creative energy to the internet and stepping back in time as it presents Sorry, Wrong Number, the 1940s classic noir radio play about a woman who overhears a murder plot will debut on Facebook. Director Max Williams and actors Leslie Castay and Tracy Collins join us by phone. Hello, how is everyone?
We're great. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Glad you're all safe and well.
And you too, Diane. You too.
Thank you. The arts took a big hit with the corona crisis, but you, like many others, are creatively making your presence known online. Max, let's begin with you. Tell us, what is the status of performances at Le Petit at this time?
We don't, frankly, anticipate that we'll be back to full capacity, probably not even in the fall, but, you know, working on plans to present some stuff that would work for, say, 25% capacity. And, you know, putting plans in place so that when the audience comes back to Le Petit, that we have safe and responsible ways of getting them in and out of the theater and maintaining physical distance during performances. It is a unique challenge in our lifetime. But, you know, the silver lining, I think, is that it has brought the theater community in New Orleans closer together in many ways. Every Wednesday, theater leaders from theaters all across New Orleans are meeting on a Zoom call and discussing procedures and sharing ideas and really just coming together as a community.
How did you come to select Louise Fletcher's radio play, Sorry, Wrong Number, for your live listening party?
Sorry, Wrong Number is one of the most well-known radio plays. If you hear radio play, you think about two pieces, probably. You're thinking about Sorry, Wrong Number, and you're thinking about War of the Worlds, which is a project
yes.
that I think we'll do at some point down the road also. You know, it's a great potboiler, a melodrama. It has humor and anxiety, and it's kind of heightened and genre-based. And it seemed like a really good thing for us to begin this series with. Like most people in the world, we're having to develop new skills at this time. We're having to kind of dust off and hone old skills. So it just seemed like the right fit.
So Leslie and Tracy, let's get into the drama. What's the plot and who are your characters?
Okay, this is Leslie. The plot centers around a wealthy wife, an invalid. She is bedridden and she is frantically trying to find her husband, and she keeps caught back in the day of party lines, and you had to place it out during call and call. You had to speak to an operator, and Tracy Collins plays the wonderful operator, and we have quite a relationship going on because I never leave her alone. I call her and call her and call her trying to reach my husband, and during one of these calls, there is a seemingly a missed connection where I overhear a murder plot.
This is Tracy. I play the operator who's just incredibly patient and kind and, well, Leslie's tenacious and insane character is trying to tell me I keep putting her on the wrong number, but I don't. I know my job. I do it well.
Take us into the experience. Can you perform a short piece from the work for us?
Sure. We'll take it from on page 16, Tracy, from Who is Trying to Call Me? What are they trying to do to me? Okay.
Got it.
Okay, here we go. Who is trying to call me? What are they trying to do to me?
Your call, please.
Hello, operator. I don't know what's the matter with this telephone tonight, but it's positively driving me crazy. I've never seen such inefficient, miserable service. Now look, look. I'm an invalid, and I'm very nervous. I'm not supposed to be annoyed, but it keeps on much longer.
What seems to be the trouble?
Well, everything's wrong. I haven't had one bit of satisfaction out of one call I've made this evening. The whole world could be murdered, and for all you people care. And now my phone keeps ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing every 5 seconds or so. And when I pick it up, there's no one there.
I am sorry. If you will hang up, I'll test it for you.
Oh, I don't want you to test it for me. I want you to put that call through, whatever it is, at once.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
You can't? Why? Why? Why, may I ask?
The dial system is automatic. If you...
Oh.
Someone's trying to dial your number.
Wow, what a frustrating scenario.
Oh, I know. Can you imagine? It's sort of like getting error on the internet today.
So how will the production be handled? Will it be audio only, or will we see you reading a radio script?
No, it's audio only.
We all got on a video conference with each other, and then the actors recorded their parts into their computers, uploaded it onto the cloud, I guess, and our production manager, mm-hmm. James Lanius, he was able to download that stuff, edit it all together. We added sound design and sound effects. We wanted to make an event out of it, so what we're doing is we're quote-unquote premiering it Friday at 7:30, and it will stream on our Facebook page, and it will stream over YouTube Live. And if anybody just goes to our website in advance of the streaming, they can click an easy link to get to one of those platforms so that they can listen. There will be visuals. It's not there's not a bunch of photography, but James has created just some interesting visuals to kind of look at. But it's really interesting and different, I think, to actually just listen to it and kind of let it awake your imagination and not rely so much on the visual, but really just listen. So after that, we will, of course, host it on our website. So anytime anybody wants to come and listen to it, they can just go on and click.
Wow. Le Petit Artistic Director Max Williams and actors Leslie Castay and Tracy Collins. Thanks, and stay safe.
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you
Diane.
So much.
You too.
Once again, Le Petit Theatre presents Sorry, Wrong Number, a classic noir radio play. Friday, May 22nd at 7:30 p.m. on Facebook and on their website, lepetittheatre.com. The event is complimentary.